went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Call my cell phone, which is the best way to get a hold of me. It's area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Let's face it, everybody has health problems. That's a problem. You shouldn't have health problems. You should be able to live abundantly and live healthy and live for a very, very long time and burn brightly like a candle until you decide that it's time to go on to whatever's next. And you shouldn't have to suffer with health concerns. You shouldn't volunteer to have health concerns by participating in the systems that we've put in place in our society. You need to get educated to step outside of that box of having health concerns and taking toxic chemicals and having surgical interventions and coming to the end of your life, a shadow of your former self. I'd like for you to come to the end of your life on your own terms, not on the terms that are dictated by your lack of health response. So I want to thank you for tuning in today. I truly appreciate your listenership, and we're going to introduce my cohort, the man behind the scenes, the man that puts these shows together. His name is Mark Sabin. He's across the studio with me this morning, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you, Doc Rick. It's important to be able to come together here to have these conversations because, as you say, you know, having a health concern is not the birthright that you were born with, and being able to come to a place where you can treat your health in a way naturally without having to rely on any kind of interfering medications and things of that nature can really improve your overall life and your life expectancy and the fact that you would think that this in this life you were meant to thrive.
Right, and just understand this. Having a health problem is just not fun.
It's not fun.
And if it's not fun, then why are so many people doing it?
Well, we do live in a world where there are a lot of things in the environment and in the world that we're living in that can interfere with our ability to be healthy, which is part of what you're about, is to be able to guide us into ways that we can balance out the things that we have. There are all the toxicities in the air we breathe and the water we drink, and you have to balance those out. So it's not that you can just do nothing and necessarily not come up with a health problem. Sometimes these health problems come about because of nothing that you're doing wrong, but simply because you're living in a world where there are difficulties in trying to adjust to the things that exist.
Right. And that's having the understanding of how to go about doing that and not doing it blindly or not making it up as you go, because that's essentially how we learn in life, is through trial and error. If I could teach you how to use a wheel as opposed to trying to figure out how to make a wheel, then you're further down the process. And so my job is to simplify things for people, to give people concrete, basic understanding of how to make their lives easier. And when it comes to health, it's about answering the question why. And it's important for us to make sure that we're always doing that for people.
And getting the support that you need to be able to bring you back into balance. I mean, we are, as people, we need each other. None of us can live independently.
Right. The purpose of being a human is to help other human beings. Now, my job is to answer your question why and to give you resources, but it's not my job to ask you to do it. It's your job to decide if it's something that you want to do, and you can continue to choose to take toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects that's never going to fix your problem. You can choose to set yourself up for tremendous life-altering surgery that you may or may not survive in a last-ditch effort to help your problem, or you can take an active role and you can gain the understanding that you need by talking to somebody like myself and consulting with a quote Dr. Y and getting to the source of your problem and addressing that and then never having to deal with it again. And these are the options that people have available to them. I'm doing my part on my end by having this show and by giving people practical understandings that they need. It's what the person does as a result of having that. Do you take action? Do you consider the information and say, yeah, that was a good show, and never do anything with it? Or do you really connect with what it is that I'm saying, really apply it to yourself, understand that there's an opportunity for you to change for the better, to have better health outcomes by taking action? Or are you just somebody that's going to sit on the sidelines and say, woe is me, I'm sorry that I have this condition and there's nothing that I can do about it and my doctor doesn't even understand why? That's when you want to talk to me.
Yeah, and you want to get out of that place where you are incapacitated by not being able to take action and to be able to take just even a small step. I mean, simply go to your website, spoyingboy.com, where if you have a particular health question, you can find an answer there. Invariably, there are hundreds of topics that you have addressed on that. It basically takes a few minutes of your time to look at what the possibilities are.
There's over 564 different unique condition page information. Different conditions, 564 of them. So if you don't find the answer that you're looking for, send me an email and I'll write an article specifically for you and I'll email it back to you.
So there you go. So that's an easy offer that doesn't require much from you, but it's simply being able to ask the question, I have a health concern, what can I do about it?
Correct.
Now, ever since I can remember, it's been recommended that you take vitamins to supplement your diet. Don't you get the vitamins you need from your diet?
And that's a really great question for the listener to ask, and I appreciate the question. And the answer, unfortunately, is no. Why? Because the over-refining of our foods, the depletion of our soils, natural ingredients to support healthy food to grow, and the addition of chemical compounds that have been manipulating the foods from being real anymore. And so the vitamin aspect of what is required to be healthy becomes very problematic.
Mm-hmm. Now, not all vitamins are equal either.
Absolutely not. The difference being some are natural and some are synthetic compounds synthesized in a chemistry lab and are passed off as vitamins. And the natural ones come as a complex of nutrients that create a specific physiological response within the body that is balanced and is healthy, whereas these chemical synthesized compounds, they create a pushing or a pulling within the body, and they don't actually help the body heal. They just stimulate the body either by blocking a physiological process or by pushing a physiological process, similar to what medicine does, because they all come from the same six or seven pharmaceutical clearinghouses.
So that means the types of vitamins that I'm typically seeing on television commercials and the like, those are really different than what a whole food vitamin would be.
Oh, absolutely. Those are crap-based vitamins that have high concentrations of chemicals, isolates that aren't going to help somebody function better. They're actually going to create bigger problems. And, you know, they have flowery songs and wonderful visuals associated with their vitamin commercial because the pharmaceutical companies are the ones that make those vitamins. And, you know, so they have endless pockets to make whatever kind of message that they want to make. And but those things are going to create further health problems down the road because they're high concentrations of chemical isolates, which causes the depletion of the natural ingredients that are required in order to process those high concentrations of chemical compounds and isolates.
Let me see if I can understand this a little better, what the chemical isolates do. So they're taking a part of a vitamin
that they've been able to duplicate in a chemistry lab.
That they can replicate.
Like, a simple example would be ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C, which we probably won't talk about today, but I'm going to use it for an example. Ascorbic acid is a chemical compound where you got six carbons, you got eight hydrogens, and you got six oxygens. And you put that together in a particular formulation, and you now have ascorbic acid. The U.S. federal government allows ascorbic acid to be equated with what nature produces called vitamin C. But it's not. It's the antioxidant protective coating. It's like the candy coating on an M&M. The functional part of vitamin C is actually inside the antioxidant. It's got the ascorbogen bioflavonoid complexes. It's got a copper-based enzymes. And then it's got three other vitamins associated with it, vitamin K, vitamin J, and vitamin P. And when you have that in a complex, then it creates function. Like all the inner workings of a watch is what helps the watch tell time. The ascorbic acid would be one of the hands on a watch. It doesn't tell time, okay? The ascorbic acid isn't vitamin C, but for the purposes of government mass-producing chemical isolates, okay, they're going to call it vitamin C, or they'll call it vitamin E, or they'll call it vitamin A, or they'll call it whatever vitamin it is that they can reproduce chemically is what the FDA allows to be sold as and used as and equated on the label as a particular vitamin. But it's a chemical isolate, and it's, you know, you look at any vitamin C supplement, you're going to get thousands of milligrams per percentage-wise of the RDA or any of the B vitamins, same way. And it's, you know, vitamin A, which is a fat-soluble vitamin, can't have more than a certain amount because that could create problems, along with the other fat-soluble vitamins of D, E, and K. So it just, you know, it becomes a question of what is it that you're trying to create? Do you want to create a chemical response or do you want to create a healing response? If you want a healing response, then you need a whole food vitamin. If you want to create a chemical response that's going to push or pull and artificially stimulate, then fine, go with the pharmaceutical grade crap. But you're going to be creating problems down the road that you don't want to have.
Because you're sitting there and you're pulling things out of balance by using those types of vitamins.
High concentrations of chemicals, right.
So the nutrients that help our bodies absorb all these valuable elements in the vitamins, they're not in those synthetic vitamins or the vitamins that have had certain parts extracted from them.
Correct. Any more than a tire being passed off as an automobile. The tire is a part, but it will not get you very far without the other components that make up the car. Well, the same thing with our vitamins. If you're taking a fractionated portion of it, it's only going to get you so far. It's not going to do the normal function the way that the body needs it to do.
All right. So let's start at the beginning of the alphabet with vitamin A. Is vitamin A an important vitamin for your overall health?
Yes, it is. It's actually the first vitamin discovered and was within the complex of various components that serve for normal tissue formation, platelets, promotes normal digestion and appetite, prevents infections of the eye, the tonsils, the sinuses, the lungs, digestive systems. So I would say that vitamin A is pretty important.
Wow, that's a lot of things that little vitamin does.
That little vitamin does, yes.
So how does a vitamin promote healing?
It's one of the factors that's used in supporting the completion of metabolic processes, so it's just promotes the healing by promoting normal metabolic physiology.
Is vitamin A that classic one you find in carrots that's supposed to be good for your eyes?
Yes, it is, and all things eye related to the surface of the eye, inside and out. That's what vitamin A is, one of the things that vitamin A is used for.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does vitamin A do for the condition of the blood in your body?
It makes it more viable. It increases its functionality and helps with the clotting and the repairing of tissue damage.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there relationships between vitamin A and kidney stones?
There is a relationship. People with kidney stones have a deficiency in vitamin A as a complex, not as a synthetic vitamin A. So if you are listening and you've had kidney stones, or if you have kidney stones presently, or you've been treated for kidney stones, or you're set to have surgery for kidney stones, you can do all of those things. But if they don't address your vitamin A levels from a natural food source, then you're probably going to create more kidney stones.
Would you be able to treat somebody that had kidney stones with vitamin A, or is there more to it than that?
That may be part of their particular solution. Mm-hmm. But again, everybody is a case-by-case situation. I'm going to say that if you have kidney stones, that, yeah, you probably need some vitamin A, and that may come up in the way that we evaluate you and the way that we're going to help to address the cause of your problem.
Mm-hmm. But it's not the whole solution.
No, not at all.
Now, people who have to take blood thinners for heart diseases have to be very careful about how much vitamin A they get. If the blood clots better using vitamin A, does that put you at risk for a stroke, for embolism?
Well, it does if you're taking one of those blood thinners. But if the body is functioning in a healthy fashion, you don't have to worry about these sorts of things. And then you receive the benefit of vitamin A as God intended. So if you're taking those medications, then there may be a consideration. If you make it so you don't need those medications, then you don't have to really consider it because the body will do what it's supposed to do.
Right.
If you're taking those medications, then obviously your body's not doing what it's supposed to do. And medicine's thought is that you're deficient in this particular chemical compound that you need to have on a daily basis in an effort to solve the deficiency that you have, mm-hmm. rather than fix the deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a completely different approach to it. So what about with children? Why is vitamin A important for children?
Well, normal growth, for one, and development of children requires adequate amounts of the whole food vitamin A complex.
Mm-hmm. And what happens if somebody lacks sufficient vitamin A?
They'll have a loss of appetite. They'll have a failure to grow properly in children, difficulty conceiving a child for couples trying to get pregnant, physical weaknesses and upper respiratory health issues involving the sinuses and the lungs. You may also develop night blindness, ear infections, as we mentioned, and the kidney stones.
Wow. So how can you be sure to have enough vitamin A in your diet and to get enough of that whole food vitamin A?
Well, you want to eat leafy green vegetables, carrots, of course, and other yellow and green vegetables, along with eggs, cheese, and butter. But you got to make sure that your digestive system's working. Otherwise, putting all that food in there, you're not going to extract any of it. So then it becomes a wasted exercise.
Huh, but it's interesting because, once again, you're suggesting that people eat things with fats in them, like butter and cheese. And aren't we supposed to be reducing the amount of fat that we eat?
Well, only if you want to be fat. Mark, I know you've noticed in your lifetime that the more we restrict fat in our diets, the fatter that we've become as a nation. And that's why we're the number one fattest nation in the world by far.
And we have, low-fat potato chips and low-fat yogurts and low-fat this and low-fat that.
Right, because fat has nothing to do with the fat that you eat. Fat has to do with the amount of sugar that you eat, the amount of crap, completely refined, processed food that we eat. And as long as they're going to be promoting us to eat these kinds of crap foods, then you're going to have an obesity issue, especially if you don't have a proper functioning digestive system.
Now, because those sugars, when your body takes those sugars, I've learned this from you, then what happens is it stores that as fat in your body. So actually, the fat that's stored in your body is not from eating fat, it's from eating sugars.
Correct.
Now, what's the best way to get a good vitamin A supplement?
Get the one that we recommend and take it regularly if you, in fact, need one. Being properly evaluated to determine if this is a need for you is important before you start taking any vitamin supplements, so you know it if you need it and if you're wasting your money. I had a gentleman in my office yesterday who came to me, and the nice thing was that he was using the same supplement company that I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice that he had quality ingredients, okay? But the problem was his provider was actually treating symptoms with those supplements, and he didn't understand why he had the problem that he had, because nobody had identified why he had the problem that he had. And so when he came to me as a referral of one of my other patients, what the nice thing was is the fact that when he left, he truly understood that his other provider wasn't trying to do anything wrong. His other provider just had a limited amount of understanding. When I gave him the answer to the question why, he could relax, and then he could see that his other practitioner was doing the right thing. They just weren't working at the proper level. So now he's working at the proper level, and he will get well. And it's nice that his other provider was giving him high-quality nutrients in the process. So his body wasn't wasting those nutrients. It just wasn't going to ever address his problem.
So if I understand you correctly, it's not that by having those supplements, he was creating other problems. It's just he was not being able to solve the problem he came to.
Right. He's nutritionally starving. So those ingredients that his other provider gave him were right ingredients to help his starving health condition. But it wasn't going to fix the cause of his health condition. We helped him see the cause. We showed him all the relationships of how it was affecting different parts of his body and how treating the cause was going to make everything go back to being strong and normal functioning. Then the supplements that his other provider gave him will now actually do their job.
So
he was treating him appropriately, mm-hmm. but he wasn't getting to the causal mechanism. Now that he understands the causal mechanism, all those food supplements that he was given are going to make his body feel that much better, that much quicker. Why? Because we've eliminated the cause.
Now, let me see if I understand. Is that cause just a mental thing that he had to have an understanding of?
No, he had a physiological imbalance that was being caused by a parasite. And once we addressed the parasite,
you had to address...
now his body can take those nutrients, and instead of feeding his parasite, they can actually feed the body, and now the body will heal because we got rid of the reason for why his body wasn't healing.
Why his body wasn't absorbing the nutrition.
And his other provider was giving him proper foundational ingredients. He just couldn't utilize those ingredients because there was something standing in the way. Now we got rid of what was standing in the way. Now his body will heal.
This is the reason it's so important to understand why you have the health problem you have.
Absolutely. And making sure that the vitamin or supplement that you're being given is appropriate for your solution. What he was being given, it was appropriate for his overall health, but it was never going to address his problem. Now he understands his problem. He's happy. I'm happy. He's going to get well. And he didn't waste any of the supplements that his other provider gave him. Mm-hmm. And his other provider was giving him good advice. It just wasn't going to solve his problem.
He just had to go a bit deeper in order
had
to be
to
able
go to... deeper, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Fascinating. Fascinating how that happens. Doc Rick, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to get into the next of the vitamins on the alphabet soup here, vitamin B.
Absolutely, but I would like for you to listen to this commercial. When you have a question about why you have your concern, I'd like for you to ask Dr. Why, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out why by asking Dr. Why. Dr. Why is a holistic health care provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Why has traveled the globe studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Why today. He'll take the time to get to know you and your concerns. He'll explain your health imbalances so you can understand them. He'll help you form a plan to return you to health and balance naturally. If you're tired of feeling sick and a lack of results from prescription medications, you need to ask why, and you deserve answers. Dr. Richard Huntoon provides understandable answers and gives sensible solutions without relying on drugs or surgery. Schedule your consultation today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Our best phone number is my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And we've been talking about vitamin A. And what's next, Mark?
Well, guess what? Vitamin B is next. We're moving just forward by one letter in the alphabet. Vitamin B is really a complex vitamin, and there are many parts to it, aren't there?
They are. You've noticed that it's a complex. Interesting.
Yeah.
Vitamin B is a complex, just like vitamin A was a complex, and all of them are a complex, meaning that they are a group of components that come together, that work together as a complex. It's not just one ingredient. It's a complex of ingredients that work synergistically to create physiological functioning within the body or support physiological function. In the body.
But I mean, vitamin B is the one that you hear about, vitamin B12 and vitamin B6. The other ones you don't hear so much about, the complex.
Well, that's true. And depending upon whether you speak to a nutrition expert or a scientist, you may get different reports. And so, yeah, it's a question of there's as many as 20 different B vitamin fractions. And most of people understand is the 12. You've heard of B1, B2, and
so on. Yeah.
6 and 12 and all of that.
Yeah. Now, is it true that vitamin B helps to burn fat?
It's part of the requirement to burn fat, yes.
So how does it do that?
It does that very well. It's a part of the required ingredients associated with normal fat metabolism. So without it, you will have issues with fat metabolism versus fat storage.
Mm-hmm. So let's begin with foods that are rich in vitamin B. What are those?
Eggs, fish, meat, chicken, bananas, avocado, dairy, dried beans, green vegetables, whole grains, natural grains, not the ones that you probably get in the store.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that people should keep in mind is the proper dosage of vitamins that they're taking. Is it advisable to work with your healthcare provider to determine what the right amount is for you?
Well, if you're smart and you want to help yourself, then I would say yes. If you want to take ownership, it requires that you have understanding, and this would require you to work with someone who knows more than you and then can pass on that knowledge to you to help teach you and to empower you and to give you more control of yourself, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, do I understand that dosages could depend on what a person's diet is?
It depends on their diet, their digestive system, the amount of probiotics they have in their system, and any of the digestive system disruptors that they're exposed to. And so there's a lot that goes into understanding the dosage that a person needs. It has to do with, well, what's the overall functional normal function going on within the person versus a lack of normal function within the person. And since every one of us has been exposed to antibiotics, that means that we can't absorb our food the way that we're supposed to. And one of the things that we're going to have issues with is B vitamins. And that leads to a lot of different health problems, which I'm sure we'll get into, heart disease being one of them.
So, okay, heart disease. Are there other conditions that are particularly helped by vitamin B?
Nerve conduction problems, numbness and tingling, heart murmurs, fatigue, depression, irritability, poor concentration, headaches, inflammatory conditions, elevated cholesterol levels. These are all related to B vitamin issues.
Will not getting enough vitamin B potentially lead to elevated levels in amino acid, homocysteine, and isn't that a risk factor for many chronic ailments, including heart disease, as we mentioned?
Yes, it is. That is true, and that is associated with high levels of inflammation, and that's having a B vitamin deficiency. So if you have high levels of homocysteine, which is one of the markers that your cardiologist may measure,
mm-hmm.
And you want to understand why you have high levels of homocysteine, well, then come talk to me, and I'll teach you how to lower those levels of homocysteine, lower the inflammation within your heart, and lower the chances of you actually developing heart disease.
I mean, we're talking about inflammation. Inflammation is the source of just about everything that's going wrong with people's health.
Right,
it?
And inflammation is a natural byproduct of not having the required ingredients necessary for normal metabolic processes. And so when a three-year-old doesn't get what a three-year-old needs, then the three-year-old has a temper tantrum and becomes inflamed. Well, your cells react the same way a three-year-old does. When they don't get what they need, they have a temper tantrum and get inflamed, and that's the first step indicating that you're going to develop a potential health a disease process that you don't want. And, you know, that all of the diseases that we experience all relate to nutritional deficiencies. And so let's just give people the proper nutrients and their ability to absorb those nutrients and not bastardize crap nutrients and genetically modified nutrients. And then we can solve the world health crisis.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I know from speaking with you so often as I am able to do is that the list of health problems that relate to any specific thing, whether it's vitamin A or vitamin B or not having the proper probiotics in your diet, there's so many overlapping problems with each of these things that could be part of what the solution is to a health problem. And this really comes to the heart of why it's so important to get a healthcare professional who understands how these things work together. What you call the synergy of effect is so important to be able to understand how to bring a body that's out of balance with some health concern back into balance. Even though we say, well, you could have this problem and that could be related to vitamin B, but that doesn't necessarily mean that vitamin B is the answer.
Right. Vitamin B is going to treat a symptom. It's not going to fix the cause. And understanding why you don't absorb vitamin B and why you're deficient in vitamin B and how that affects all the different things that vitamin B helps to control and coordinate becomes important. And what's nice is the fact that this new section on my website, spineboy.com, which is Ask Dr. Why, when you click on that, you're going to find a litany of articles that answer the most common questions that people have. And I keep adding to it on a daily basis because people keep asking, well, why do I have this? So I want to create that whole section on my website that answers those questions so that a person can go to the website. They can go to that particular page, Ask Dr. Why. They can click on, you know, common questions being answered by Dr. Why and then read those articles. And it will address the medical perspective, but it will also answer the mechanism of cause. And now why you have the understanding of the mechanism of cause, now that puts you in the driver's seat of your own health, as opposed to what happens mostly in this country where you become a passenger on the bus that says it's taking you to a better health outcome, but what is it doing? It's actually driving around aimlessly, and the fuel that fuels the bus that you're on is the medication that you're taking, but you never actually get to your destination of better health.
Mm-hmm. And now, with that type of information that you can gain from the website, that doesn't necessarily equip you to be able to treat the problem if you have a health problem.
No, you got to understand what goes into why you have the problem, and then you need to work with a practitioner who's going to help you address the mechanism of cause, answering the question why.
But even if you get the information from the website, you get good information there. The question for your particular situation of why might be more complex than the answer you would get off a website.
Right, but now you can actually go into a doctor's office. The hope is that you'll come into my office because then we can just do what you would like to have done. But if now you have an education, now you can actually go into your medical doctor's office and you can ask questions that they'll probably not be able to answer for you.
Ah. So this is informing the people who come to the website to get those answers to now be able to ask their particular questions.
They can ask the questions that they need to ask their doctor, and they can understand if the doctor has a confidence and an understanding. And what is that going to do? That's going to increase the need for doctors to actually get to the mechanism of cause because they understand that we have a savvy patient now, and all my patients are becoming savvy. Why are they so savvy? They must be using the internet. And so I'm going to tell them not to use the internet and don't go to Google and don't research your own health problem. Come to us. We're the experts. But all the experts don't answer the question why. So I don't know how much of an expert they actually are.
Right. Right. Well, if you look at something like WebMD, you'll find their answers to what the health issue is, and it'll say possible causes. But it doesn't. How does it not get to the underlying cause?
Because they say that they don't know why. They say we don't understand the mechanism. We don't understand the cause. We don't know why this happens to people. They actually say that in plain English on their website under cause. Mm-hmm. We don't understand why. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves. If you don't understand why something's happening, then you're not the person who should be in charge of taking care of it. You should go get an education so that you can, okay? And that's the position that the patient finds themselves in. That's not the position that the doctor should find themselves in. The doctor should be willing to learn more when they understand that their understanding isn't deep enough. Mm-hmm. They need to go get a deeper level of understanding. And so my hope is that people will continue going to the doctor's office and ask why. And when they're disenchanted with the result that they get and they don't get an answer to their question why, Good, then come talk to me and I'll answer your question why, and you can decide what it is that you want to do about it now that you understand why.
Mm-hmm. Important. Let's talk a little bit about the components of vitamin B and some of the conditions that they can help. So let's start with the first. Let's begin with B1.
This B1, which is called thiamine, this is needed as a coenzyme in the catabolism of sugars and the amino acids in protein digestion. And so thiamine is very, very important, which is why God makes it. It's a water soluble vitamin. It's found in just about every single food that you can possibly eat. Why? Because it's a vital ingredient for breaking down sugars and amino acid and protein digestion. And so those are two things that the body has to be able to do if you're going to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about B2?
Vitamin B2 is known as riboflavin, is needed for the utilization of the other B vitamins for normal metabolic processes of sugar. So normal sugar metabolism, you need both vitamin B1 or thiamine, and you need vitamin B2 or riboflavin.
To process sugars.
Now,
not all sugar is equal.
No.
So what about vitamin B3?
Vitamin B3 is known as niacin, which is needed as a precursor for coenzymes and the other metabolic processes related to sugar metabolism. So again, these B vitamins are you know, associated with those kinds of high carbohydrate foods. Why? Because we need a lot of B vitamins to break down our carbohydrates. And if you have a normal functioning digestive system, then you'll be able to break them down easier. If you don't, then you're going to develop cool things like diabetes and high cholesterol and heart disease and those kinds of things. And you need a crap load of B vitamins in order to do it, but you need real ones. You don't need synthetic chemical isolated ones. And so you look at the B vitamins that you get on the label of whatever B vitamin supplement you're taking, and you'll see that there's thousands upon thousands of recommended daily allowances numbers. You need 100%. This has got thousands of percents, which means that it's a chemical isolate. It's not what you'd get from real food.
And most of that's going out into your urine.
Yeah, you're getting good, high-quality B vitamins going out through your urine.
That's not what you really need. All right, so let's skip a few numbers. What about vitamin B6?
Well, we can skip them if you'd like. B6 is another coenzyme needed for metabolism related to sugar.
Okay, so far everything is related to our ability to take in sugar.
Correct.
And now, with the diet that most Americans are having, where you're eating a lot of carbohydrates, you're eating pastas, you're eating breads, you're eating potatoes, is this the reason that we're depleted in vitamin Bs because of the way that our diets are going?
That's a wonderful question, and that's a really good perspective. Yes, if we're eating all these carbohydrates that require higher amounts of B vitamins in order to process that completely refined and processed artificial man-made sugar, then yeah, you're depleting your body of B vitamins, which is why God made them so abundant.
And then if you're taking the chemical isolate vitamin Bs, you're not having the whole vitamin, and therefore it's not really helping you then be able to process all these carbohydrates that you're eating.
Correct, because it's not helping the normal physiological process.
Now, I'm not sure, but I got the sense that you were interested in talking about vitamins B4 and 5 that I skipped over there.
We can come back to that. I'm sure we will later in the show. Let's just go in the order that you have things in.
All right. Now, I understand that vitamin B6 can interfere with restful sleep if you take it too late in the day. Is that true?
That is the understanding. If it's synthetic, it will cause flushing of the skin in people, and that way you know that it's synthetic and it's not real vitamin B6. So you want to be mindful of getting real vitamin B6 as opposed to the synthetic kind. But yeah, B vitamins. It's like if you went to one of those high-end hotels, you know, 50s and 60s, if you stayed in a high-end hotel, what would they put on your pillow?
Usually like a chocolate.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. They give you a little bit of sugar to help knock a person out, you know. Mm-hmm. You stimulate the chemicals in the brain that help a body to relax and take it out of sympathetic mode and put it into parasympathetic mode, and calms the brain down and stimulates those neurotransmitters that shut the brain off. And yeah, so you know, grandma used to give you a little bit of warm milk, or you'd go to a ritzy hotel and you get a little piece of milk chocolate on your pillow. And these are all physiological ways to help stimulate a person to go to sleep. And unfortunately, those things don't work anymore because we're so sugar, we've got such sugar metabolism health issues and diabetes and high cholesterols and all of that, that it doesn't work the way that it's supposed to.
Okay. Now, if we skip a couple more numbers and we jump to vitamin B9, what's that about?
B9 is called folate or folic acid, which helps with the nervous system development in children and cell repair and division. This is important for the unborn child and the mother-to-be. It helps with neural tube development. So, you know, that's folic acid is very, very important, or the traditional name of it is folate. Folic acid is been stepped on in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Now, vitamin B12, I hear about vitamin B12 quite a bit, and there are various things that they're giving to seniors with vitamin B12. What is going on with that?
Well, B12 is used for all metabolic processes, including fat, sugar, and protein metabolism, and so it's so vital for normal, basically healing and repairing. And so as one gets older and their digestive system becomes out of balance more and more and more and more, mm-hmm. they can't absorb vitamin B12, which just causes them to age faster and have these kinds of problems. And so man in his infinite wisdom, the medical man in their infinite wisdom, has created a vitamin B12 shot, mm-hmm. Which basically bypasses the way that you should get your B vitamins or in your B12. But if you maintain normal digestive system balance and you get rid of the digestive system disruptors, which we'll do a show on probably next week, then you're going to have a hard time absorbing the B vitamins, and then you'll become B12 deficient, which is going to increase the speed at which your body ages.
Mm-hmm. What's next after vitamin B12?
Well, we can talk about choline, which is vitamin B4, and that helps with fat metabolism.
Mm-hmm. And following choline is what else?
Well, we have biotin. Biotin is required for healthy and strong hair and nails. That's essentially vitamin B7. So we went back to what B7 would be.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this thing called inositol, or
inositol.
Inositol. What is that?
Inositol is another B vitamin factor that helps with sugar metabolism within the brain. What's interesting is people who have depression and those other kinds of mood disorders, mm-hmm. They probably have an inositol deficiency, because if all the sugar is being absorbed and processed in your intestines and it never actually gets to the brain, well, then that interferes with brain function. And again, that goes back to our digestive system disruptors with antibiotics and the overutilization of completely refined and processed sugars that screws up our metabolic ability to absorb these nutrients. And if those B vitamins, the ones that help to lead to inositol, are problematic, then your brain's not going to work the way that it's supposed to.
There's so many different things that are going on with this vitamin B. What else is there that we're missing yet?
B17, which is found in apricot seeds and is a known cancer-fighting ingredient. And if you want to find a reputable source, a natural source, not a converted chemical source, there's B vitamins that are being used in the treatment of cancer that come from apricot seeds. And you just want to make sure that, again, that it's a reputable source and mm-hmm. not somebody that's jumping on the bandwagon in an effort to make money with it having no benefit at all.
Mm-hmm. Can you take too much vitamin B?
No, as B vitamins are water soluble, meaning that it will be washed out of the body. And if you drink lots of water, which everybody should, that's one of the reasons why you need B vitamins, because you're washing out your B vitamins by drinking mm-hmm. a lot of water.
Now, what are some of the health risks associated with vitamin B deficiency?
Irregular heartbeats, numbness, tingling, low back pain, known as a cardiac low back.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of medications that you might be taking, what kind of effect do they have on vitamin B?
Well, antibiotics cause the failure to absorb B vitamins, and this is why we get heart disease. And I'm sure other medications, prescriptions and non-prescriptions, lead to digestive system disruptions, which we'll certainly talk about. So that interferes with B vitamin absorption as well.
Wow. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions to wrap this show up about vitamin B.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial, and when you have questions why you have your health concern, consider what this following commercial says, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out why by asking Dr. Why. Dr. Y is a holistic health care provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Y has traveled the globe, studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Y today. He'll take the time to get to know you and your concerns. He'll explain your health imbalances so you can understand them. He'll help you form a plan to return you to health and balance naturally. If you're tired of feeling sick and a lack of results from prescription medications, you need to ask why, and you deserve answers. Dr. Richard Huntoon provides understandable answers and gives sensible solutions without relying on drugs or surgery. Schedule your consultation today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Our best phone number is my cell, which is 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And today we've been talking about vitamin A and vitamin B, and I'm sure you got more questions about our B vitamins.
Yeah, let's talk about V vitamins. And so when you're taking a V vitamin, is it best to take it with food or on an empty stomach?
With food, so the whole complex is available for proper assimilation of that food.
Mm-hmm. And is there any time of day that it's better to take the vitamin B?
Throughout the day. That's why God made it so prevalent in our food sources. And, you should be getting B vitamins in any food that hasn't been superheated, mm-hmm. Because heat destroys B vitamins because they're very sensitive.
Now, since there's so much vitamin B when you get these over-the-counter ones, what are the dosages that you should opt for?
Whole food dosages, not recommended daily allowance, contrived dosages. If it's made from real food without heating the product during manufacturing, then you're good. If it's a chemical-based isolate, don't take it. And how will you know? The RDAs are just insanely high.
Mm-hmm. Now, does the dosage you take have anything to do with the age of the person? Because I read that a person's ability to process some nutrients deteriorates with age, especially vitamin B12.
Yeah, we talked about this, and this is because of the digestive system disruptors, meaning the sugars and the antibiotics are the big two, and this interferes with our ability to absorb our B12, and people become B12 deficient. They don't mm-hmm. heal, and they get old. And so if you don't want to age so much, we need to strengthen your digestive system so that you can actually absorb B vitamins, and then you won't age.
And what about stress? How does that affect? Should that adjust your dosage?
Large amounts of stress means larger dosages of real vitamin B, meaning the whole B complex in food form when you have larger amounts of stress. Yes.
And I remember earlier you mentioned people who suffer from depression and maybe anxiety. Is vitamin B helpful for them?
Absolutely it is.
And what about women who suffer from PMS?
This will help PMS as well. It minimizes inflammation and promotes normal metabolic processes, which again minimizes the inflammation, which minimizes the quote PMS.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know we've talked in the past about the difference in diets between vegetarians and vegans. Are vitamin B requirements the same for folks who are vegan or vegetarian?
As a whole, everybody needs B vitamins. In terms of the difference between a vegan versus a vegetarian versus somebody who's an omnivore and eats all the different types of food, it's all based on digestive system functioning of each person as an individual, regardless of their being, whether they're a vegetarian, vegan, or omnivore. And so we're going to have to do the show on the digestive system disruptors. Maybe we can do that next week. And we can discuss why, being a vegan or a vegetarian or an omnivore really doesn't matter. You're still going to need B vitamins, but you're going to need a functioning digestive system in order to absorb
mm-hmm.
them.
Now, along with the high carbohydrate diets that people eat these days, there's a lot of alcohol consumption. And since many adults consume alcohol on a regular basis, what is the impact of that on vitamin B?
It depletes the vitamin B from the body, and it's not a good thing. And so, you know, whether you're eating sugar, which is the child form of sugar itself, is all the crap foods that we eat, the candies, mm-hmm. the cookies, the pies, the breads, the cereals. I had a gentleman in the office today who indicated that he had a gluten sensitivity, and I said to him, I said, have you been eating a lot of bread lately? And he's like, how would you know that? And I'm like, well, because you didn't have a gluten sensitivity the last time I saw you, so the fact that you have a gluten sensitivity this time indicates that you've probably been eating more bread. He's like, yeah, I have been eating more bread. So we fixed his gluten sensitivity, but you know, the adult form of sugar is alcohol. And so when you're eating high amounts of sugar, you're going to deplete your B vitamins, because you need B vitamins, as we talked in the first part mm-hmm. of the B vitamin part of this show, is you need B vitamins in order to process sugar. So if all you're doing is eating sugar, then you're going to require higher amounts of B vitamins, but real B vitamins, not synthetic ones. And again, if your digestive system isn't processing and using those B vitamins properly, then you're not going to be able to have normal physiological functionings or getting the benefits of having those B vitamins.
Now, can you get enough of the B vitamins from the food that you eat?
You can, assuming that you have a properly functioning digestive system. That's mm-hmm. why God made them so available and so plentiful. But if you're, you know, interfering with how nature would want you to get your B vitamins through the manufacturing and preparation process, then you're probably not going to get them.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the natural sources that I understand you can get vitamin Bs from is a thing called baker's yeast or brewer's yeast. Is that a good source, and is it the same as the yeast that we have in the Candida that's in your digestive tract?
Well, baker's yeast and brewer's yeast are two different types of yeast.
They
and
are.
So what
okay.
you need to appreciate is one is for baking and one is for brewing, which mm-hmm. is hence why they got their names, bakers and brewers. But they are yeast, and it's not the same as the yeast or the Candida that people get as a byproduct of the dysbiosis and antibiotic mm-hmm. ingestion and all of that. There are millions species of yeast, and each one affects the body differently, and so that's why it's important to have an awareness of that. It's interesting, earlier on in my career, I had a woman who had a yeast infection, and she was really tired of dealing with the medical way of dealing with it, and so one of the things that we needed to do was balance her digestive system so that she didn't continue to be a yeast factory and make lots of yeast. But one of the ingredients that we used in the supplement actually had yeast in it, and she absolutely freaked out thinking that I was going to make her condition worse. And I said, that's because you don't understand. You need yeast in your system, but you have too much of the wrong yeast. We don't want to get rid of all of your yeast. We want to get rid of the bad yeast, but we got to replace the bad yeast with good yeast. And she still couldn't wrap her head around it because she was too caved in and her brain wouldn't function normal because of the overgrowth of yeast that she had. And even though I showed her and I educated her on it, she still couldn't wrap her head around it. So there's good yeast and there's bad yeast, just like there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria, and there's good candida and there's bad candida, and there's good organisms and there's bad organisms, there's good humans and there's bad humans. And it's okay, if you come across one and you don't like the way that is working, well, what do you have to do to fix it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is an important reason why people need to be able to consult with a practitioner directly and get the answers to their specific questions. So if somebody wants to reach out to you, what's the best way to get you?
Best way to get a hold of me would be to call this contraption that's in my hand right now. It's called my cell phone. And the best way to do that is to call the cell phone directly. The phone number for my cell phone is area code 845-561-2225 or 845-561-BACK. 2225. That's the best way to get a hold of me. If you want to do it a little bit more passively, you can send me an email at docrick@spineboy.com. Again, that's docrick@spineboy.com. Or you could simply come in and ask me directly. It doesn't matter how you get there. Just make sure that you get there. If you have a question, I want to answer your question, and I want to help you get to the understanding of why. And that will empower you, and that will help you get on the path of actually getting better. And that's my intention. So, have any questions, please get a hold of me. I want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your listenership. Mark, I want to thank you for putting the show together and all the hard work that you do behind the scenes. I ask the listener to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never...